stargazers. Over the last couple of months, have you noticed anything kind of off about the constellation Orion, in particular the normally bright red star that makes up its right shoulder? It's called Betelgeuse, sometimes pronounced Betelgeuse. It's been getting, apparently, dimmer and dimmer. In fact, astronomers say it hasn't been this dim in nearly 100 years. And some of them believe it might be nearing the end of its life as a star. If they're right, we might be in for a pretty big show here on Earth. But it might not be super soon. Chris Janssen is the planetarium director of the Wausau School District. Chris, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Well, I understand you're not just a star watcher in general. You're a particular fan of this particular star, Betelgeuse.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anyone who's an astronomer, this is the 10th brightest star in the sky. And I remember trying to watch this one since I was 12, waiting. Is it going to go? Is it going to go? Supernova at any time. of course, stars' lives, it could go at plus or minus 100,000 years. But, you know, it doesn't stop me from watching.
Now, what is it about Betelgeuse that made it, even before this latest news, made it a prospect for something that might go supernova?
The biggest deal really is its mass, kind of stellar dynamics 101. The mass of the star determines the squeeze at the core. And the heavier the star, the faster it burns through its fuel and the quicker it's going to meet its end. And Betelgeuse is 12 times more dense than the sun. It's just massive. The star, if it were in our solar system, it would stretch almost out to Jupiter, just the star. So it's this huge, massive star, and it's in a supergiant stage. So it has a color to it. Most stars, you can't tell a color. And this particular star is just so big and beautiful, and it's easy to spot in our sky. And of all the stars, there's just a couple that match this criteria of an elderly star that could go supernova at any moment.
And this is a kind of, this is a red giant, is that right?
Yeah, red supergiant.
Red supergiant.
The difference is a smaller star becomes a red giant, and the really big stars become red supergiant. It's just a semantic thing.
Now, in October, apparently it started to fade. It doesn't even crack the top 20 brightest stars. What's going on there?
Yeah, this is really strange. Betelgeuse is sometimes pronounced, is a variable star. And so it oscillates about a whole magnitude of brightness, typically being at it's what's called 0.5 magnitude. And what has happened is it has decreased a full magnitude below, its normal average. So it's went from the 10th brightest star in the sky to now the 22nd brightest star in the sky. So it really moved down, and it hasn't done this before. And it's a The reason it's variable is the star is getting bloated and then shrinking, and it has puffed out this cloud of material that's 250 times the size of the star. So Betelgeuse is inside of this massive cloud of material, and so it's puffing off material. It has changed color over the last thousands of years. Ptolemy recorded it as kind of a rusty color, and now we're starting to see this dimming effect. So the star is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, which means the core is starting to lose its muster. It's losing its power. So is this a pre-collapse, a pre-supernova hiccup? That's what everyone's holding their breath for right now.
Talking to Chris Janssen, planetarium director of the Wausau School District. We might be holding our breath for a while, Chris, because this is soon in terms of, like, space, right, astronomical time. It may not be soon in terms of the span of a human life.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking, I think the numbers I've seen is about 100,000 years is a blink of an eye. This star is about 8 million years old, which in stars' lives is crazy young. So these superstars, it's like the Charlie Sheen of stars. It lives really fast and dies young. And so 8 million years, 100,000 years of that is a small blink of an eye. For us, of course, it's massive, length of time. Doesn't stop us from looking if it were to go supernova.
Now, staying with timing, it's also possible, right, that it already has because, this is 600-ish light years away? Like, if it blew up 600 years ago, we would just start seeing it soon.
Yes, yeah. And I was just thinking, if it went supernova, soon, that it was the year 1377 for us humans. That was before telescopes, before math, or calculus. It was... we were in a completely different mindset. We didn't even think, we thought the Earth was the center of the universe in 1377. And so when it actually exploded, we were in infancy of our science. And to wait 600 years later to see it is pretty cool. We might be able to detect it nowadays. We have neutrino collectors around planet Earth in the ice and deep in caverns in Japan and things. And moments before the star goes supernova, neutrinos burst from the core, and they're not really stopped by mass. So the explosion has to deal with the matter of the star, but neutrinos, they just sail right through it. And so our neutrino detectors would actually tell us, we have a supernova in progress, moments before we would all turn our telescopes and maybe catch it live.
Wow.
Which would be quite an amazing spot.
And let's talk about what we would see if, again, during our lifetime, we had this show of a star, the size and distance of Betelgeuse having a supernova. What would it look like from Earth?
The explosion would happen, and it would increase in brightness. I think I've been told about the brightness of the full moon.
Wow.
So we would, even in the blue sky, you'd be able to see it up. If it happened in summer and it would be in the blue sky, we would see the star Betelgeuse, the bright star in the blue sky. At night, you could go out and read books by it. It would just be so incredibly bright. And the cool thing about this star is we'd see this amazingly bright thing, and there's no consequences for us because we're way outside of the supernova kill radius. So it's just going to be this amazing show with no real consequences for us, just a great thing to watch.
And briefly, Chris, how often have we gotten to see direct evidence of a supernova from our vantage point on Earth?
Through telescopes, we see them fairly often. We see them in other galaxies as well. We use them as standard candles to determine distances to other galaxies. As far as the human eye is concerned, there's really only two. Tycho Brahe in the 16th century, he saw one with the naked eye called Brahe's supernova. And then there was a Chinese supernova 2,000 years ago. That's the Crab Nebula now. So really only two instances of the human eye spectacle. 1987A was one of the first ones we saw with the telescope live. But they're a little more common with telescopes today.
All right. Well, it could happen in our lifetime. Might be 100,000 years. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, it was a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
That's Chris Janssen, director of the Wausau School District Planetarium. We talked about the giant red star Betelgeuse, which is part of the constellation Orion. It's been getting dimmer and dimmer in the last couple of months. Some astronomers say that might be a sign of a supernova on the way. As Chris said, if it happened and we got to see it in our lifetime, it would be as bright as, maybe brighter than, the full moon.